Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in
perfect harmony.
I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo through the hills
for our peace throughout the land.
Back in the 1960s and 70s, we used to sing songs like this. The musicians, this is the type of music they used to create. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Well, we're not in the 70s, we're not in the 60s, we're not in the 80s, we're not in the 90s. We're in the time of hell. The Satanists at the end of the last century declared this century would be a satanic century. What do you think? Do you think they had something, they were seeing something ahead of time? Well, it will be, to a degree, a satanic century for about another less than a decade. And when Christ returns, the children of the devil will be rounded up like tares in a field and burned in fire. This is the hope that we have. If you put your hope in a legal justice system, well, you're waiting for the rain in the winter. You're going to get nothing but snow. I'm going to begin also by giving you a verse. We had our 9/11 here in the United States of America, but God also has His 9/11. Again, I look throughout the earth. This is in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Again, I look throughout the earth. I saw that the swiftest person does not always win the race, nor the strongest man or army the battle. Wise men are often poor. Skillful men are not necessarily famous. But all is by chance, by happening to be at the right place at the right time. Solomon is saying that by being at the right place at the right time, wonderful things are going to happen to you. I've heard of many people that are at the right place at the right time to get the best job or to become a sports star, being at the right place at the right time. But it also says there can be being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Right place at the wrong time, or right place at the right time, wrong place at the wrong time. It happens to all of us. In Revelation chapter 6, it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. There comes a point where you might say that from the time that John had the revelation revealed to him, these horses were ready to run, but they had to wait for the appropriate time. And I believe that in what I've been watching in this country especially the last presidents of the country, the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, there are seven presidents, the last seven presidents of the United States of America. Donald Trump is the seventh president, but he's not the last administration. After Donald Trump, there will be a following administration. Donald Trump is still the president. It says that the seventh king or seventh president, something happens to interfere with his time in political office. But it says that he must continue. So even though Donald Trump isn't in the White House, he is still politically active. He is still creating waves, havoc. He's a thorn in the side of the New World Order. He's a thorn in the side of the continuity of government that assures that America will never lose its power, or America can never be destroyed. He's a problem. I believe that these four horsemen, and I don't have a time in an hour or in the minutes that I have to expand on this view, but I can give you kind of a framework. I believe the horsemen began to run with the election of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's administration was evil. Same with Reagan's, for a different reason. Same with George Bush Sr., a different reason. Clinton, the same. Junior, Bush, the same. Obama, these horses began to gallop, almost at a full gallop. But now, they're going to begin to run. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Please don't guide our planet.
We are at the dawning of a new age for sure. A new period of time like the world has never seen. Going back to my point before the break, with each administration from the time of Jimmy Carter, America began to push or the New World Order. America began to take control of the nations of the world like never before. It was with Jimmy Carter, with the Trilateral Commission. This was the beginning of the economic control of the nations. We already did have economic control to a degree, but now with the Trilateral Commission via Jimmy Carter, this great evil, America's world hegemony, took a new form. We controlled Asia through Japan, all of Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, basically the Middle East, through the economic leg of the Trilateral Commission in Europe, and then the third leg, America, Canada. We ruled the world economically. America, we ruled South America. We dictated to them what they could and could not do. Ronald Reagan, with the agreements that were made with the Christian community, there were four promises that were made by Reagan to the Christian community that voted him in. And the Christian community that voted in Jimmy Carter. Reagan's deal was prayer in the school, build the military, support Israel, and I think the fourth one was the begin to restrictions on abortion. I can't remember the fourth. But of the four, Reagan was faithful to support Israel, which is in the Bible. They had to. America must support Israel from the time of its birth through its infancy to the end of the final administration, which will be, I believe, a once again Barack Obama administration. It will be during that administration that America will no longer protect Israel, but will invade Israel. I'm just giving you a view from what I understand about this riddle in Revelation 17, verse 10, about the final seven presidents and eight administrations of America. We began with Harry Truman. Because of America, Israel came into existence once again. But Israel will just almost be completely wiped out in the administration of the coming Barack Obama final administration of America. This is my view, my opinion. I don't ask you to share it. I don't ask you to believe it, adhere to it. Just remember, if I'm correct, Donald Trump, once he is completely removed from his political world, Barack Obama will be the one that will direct this country into the future. It won't be Joe Biden. He never has directed it. Joe Biden is not the president. He never was president. He's an imposter with his imposter wife, who is not the first lady. Donald Trump is still the president, and his wife is still the first lady. He's the seventh president. He's the seventh king. He's still in the political world. He is making great headway. And in the meantime, he is, because of God's plan, continuing to end the political career of people around him. Mike, Judas Iscariot, pedophile Pence. I've read many articles about Pence. And I think if these articles are correct, he might have his life in a type of evil that no one would believe. But this Judas Iscariot, if he ever gets to the point where he faces off with Donald Trump in a debate, I promise you, God will use Donald Trump to bring shame to this man and end his political career forever. Mike, the Judas Iscariot Pence, the globalist Pence, who in an interview with, what was his name that interviewed him? Oh, I didn't prepare for this part of the program. Not Sean Hannity. In an interview, Pence basically stated he is not really going to support the American people. He's going to support military weapons being sent to Ukraine. And at the same time, he's a globalist. Why would he send weapons still to Ukraine? Because America must protect the Nazi forces in Ukraine. The Nazi military of this country is supporting the Nazi military in Ukraine. Tucker Carlson. Carlson asked him, "What about the American people?" "I don't care about the American people." It's basically what he said. I don't have the interview with me. Took a drive yesterday, heard it on a program on the way back. My wife and I took a extended drive, and we got to see a sunset. Well, I guess I wouldn't call it a sunset. I'd call it a chem set. A chemtrail sunset. The sky, horizon to horizon, was cloudy all day, but not with moisture. With something in the air, smoke, who knows what, formaldehyde. So we got to enjoy a chem set. I don't know how many sunsets we have anymore, but I know we have more chem sets than we do sunsets. Going back to Mike Pence. This man must protect our Nazi troops in Ukraine. We protected our Nazi troops in Ukraine since World War II, the end of World War II. America has secretly protected them. And because of that, we're still protecting them. So, Mike Pence and the Nazi troops. And now the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Each president, Carter, began trilateral commission. Reagan built up our military for the coming wars and our programs in South America and in the Middle East. George Sr., he continued the wars and overthrow of governments in the Middle East and in South America. He protected America's black budget programs through the sale of narcotics, which also the Clintons did also, but Bill Clinton, working with Wall Street, wealthy millionaires, powerful people in this country, were working with Yeltsin of Russia, to sell Russia, to strip Russia of all of its corporations, sell its industry. Then you had George Jr., his attack on the American people at 9/11. Each of these presidents was, you might say, had the whip in their hand to beat the tail of the horse, to get the horses to move, the horsemen of the apocalypse. Also in this country, you have the military-industrial complex, DARPA, agencies, which were creating weapons to cause droughts internationally so that one of the horses would be able to gain momentum, famine. Then we were funding secret research biolab projects internationally for to get one of the other horses, plagues, diseases, death moving. Continued with our war program for the military. And then Donald Trump was able to some degree, stop the movement and momentum of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. These four horses, he was able to not stop them, but slow them down. When Barack Obama comes back, these horses are going to run and gallop at full speed. Famine will hit the earth like never before. Wars like never before. Diseases, plagues, bioterrorism, technoterrorism, every type of evil the world has never seen is going to occur. I'm just giving you a view from what I see by studying the agencies, corporations in this government, and the people that have put these plans together in foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefellers had a big hand in everything. The matter of environmentalism, this is Rockefellers. This is not just an American government plan. No, this was brought in, put in place by families, powerful families. Rich men of the world, rulers of the world. Now, as we go finish out this segment, in the next segment, we're going to talk about, we've been focusing on a new world order. And in the next segment, I want to focus on a two world order. So there isn't just a one world order, there's a two world order. I mean like T-W-O, world order. Because while everybody has been sleeping, we have gone from a one world order, a Cecil Rhodes order, to a two world order. There are two world orders presently in the world. And most people don't know and understand what it is. Hopefully I can help you, give you some insight when we get back. Present Truth 1360. KHNC.com podcast, Present Truth site.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
It will only grow if you plant it, so don't miss the Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale. Now through July 18th, choose from thousands of flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, trees for narrow spaces, windbreaks, and privacy screens. Or add color to your yard with ornamental trees, flowering shrubs, perennials, and more. The Tree Farm's Array of Tree Sale.
You come take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Well, I can't see that troubled look upon your face, but I can tell you're probably troubled. I'm just presenting to you what I see. And again, I don't ask you to entertain it, agree, disagree. It may be irrelevant. It may not be irrelevant. It may be the direction that the world is going to go. You see, I have never believed, as after the second election of Donald Trump, I've never believed that Barry Satoro wasn't part of the continued attacks from the time that before Donald Trump ran for office during the campaign upon his becoming president in office. The next election, this individual has been involved with not a shadow government, with a continuity of government to interfere with God's plans for Donald Trump. And he's been, to a degree, successful. But even he knows that Jesus Christ put Donald Trump in office. Hillary Clinton is aware, and her husband, cousin, is aware of it. Many of the leaders of the nations that are in the occult, they know that Donald Trump could never have been president of this country without the hand of God, without God's plan and decision to put him in place. And God, through the book Christ, by giving John a revelation, chapter 17, verse 10, Christ revealed to the nations Donald Trump would be the seventh king, the seventh president, the next to the last president of the United States of America. And he is still in office, and he's has a momentum still as president. He's gaining momentum. And the forces in the occult, the prayers of witchcraft and satanic ritual have gone out like never before. I'm telling you something that you may not understand. You may not. You might think this is nutso. Go to a search engine other than Google and look at all the posts and comments of the women in Wicca, the Wiccans, and the satanic groups in this country that admit they have been praying for Donald, they have been beseeching Satan to destroy Donald Trump from before he became president. I would, if I had the time, I would just go down the line. But we'll be here from, let's see, this is July 17th. We'll be here July 17th, 2024, 25, 26. We'll never get through them. You go find out, research it for yourself. I'm not going to try to convince you. So Donald Trump is going to continue to give these people a hard time. The same with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is an anti-New World Order, anti-globalist individual with his country. Donald Trump, he's fighting against continuity of government, a global government, a global, the agencies of a global government. Clinton, a globalist. Bush, Reagan, a globalist. Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, globalists. The only one of the seven that is not a globalist is Donald Trump. That should be how you view him. This is how you should view Vladimir Putin. He's not a globalist. Now, Cecil Rhodes, his intentions in the late 1800s was to bring about a one world government or a new world government. And starting soon thereafter with World War I, America began to become the global leader. And by the end of World War II, we were basically a one-world government. Cecil Rhodes wasn't here to see it. He died right at the end of the 1800s, early 1900s, right into 1901, I think. So he didn't get to see his new world order coming into existence. But the new world order is now a two-world order. There has been in the last 20 years since Vladimir Putin became president of Russia. He began immediately when he was able to give direction to his government in Russia. They began to put together the strategies to bring in a second global order separate from the unipolar government world order of the West, headed up by Empire America. And so China, 2010, right when, I think 2008, 10, whenever Xi Jinping came to power, Putin at that point realized there had to be an alliance with China. Russia was a military power. China, to a degree, was also, but China was an industrial, economic power. Putin needed a union, a partnership. And by 2022, February the 4th, Putin and Xi Jinping announced to the world they were joining their countries together. This is massive. Most of the American people don't realize. They think everything is, nothing has changed. No, everything has changed. Everything has changed. These two nations are in a partnership to end America's world hegemony. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343. Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
You want to tell me what this is all about?
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been staying most of the night.
I I wouldn't play this song if it wasn't really true. We are living in a gangster's paradise. And the gangster's paradise has ruled the world for 75, almost 80 years. But the rule of the gangster's paradise is coming to an end. Russia and China made an agreement. They have partnered up, working together, have decided to, like tag team wrestlers, resist all of America's systems of control with the New World Order, the unipolar war order of the West, and they have created a second system called a multipolar world system. And they have been working feverishly at breakneck speed to put together this system before America can launch its New World Order digital network. There must be a second network. The world will, according to the Bible, transactions will be taken care of and will occur through digital means. So to say that we don't need zeros and ones and we don't need credit cards, it's crazy. But we just don't want to be controlled by the unipolar economic network, the World Economic Forum network of financial control. That is the Antichrist system. There has to be a second system, an alternate, an alternative, something beside, something other than the Antichrist system. And that would be the multipolar world network created by Russia, India, China, working together with many other nations of the world against America's hegemonic initiatives, plans, and this has happened. So a little over a year and 4 months ago, Russia and China finally publicly announced the two nations have joined together, and their objective is to give the world an alternative to the petrodollar, an alternative to the plans of the new World Economic Forum, an alternative to American hegemony, world hegemony, a way for the nations to be free of the World Economic Forum, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, the Bureau of International Settlements, the central banks of the West, of Europe, of America. They've given the nations of the world an alternative. And the nations of the world wisely have realized that this is one opportunity they cannot let slip, that they cannot let bypass, that let this opportunity bypass them. Because they know that without joining the BRICS trading group networks, and now it's the three big players, Russia, China, and Iran, this is major, because now Iran has the clout in the Middle East for all of the other Arab countries and the other nations in the Middle East, whether they're Arab or not. This is why the battle in Ukraine is intensifying. America must destroy this partnership with China and Russia. Henry Kissinger warned decades ago, don't let America and China work together. Well, the Bible says that they would. The Bible says that eventually these two nations will put together with a group of other nations a new system of a system and a way to separate themselves from the control of empire. And more specifically, not just the control of America, but the control of a secret group of secret societies that no one knows about. The Pilgrim Society of London and New York, put together in 1902. Occult families that with an occult plan to rule the world. It won't be Freemasons that rule the world. It won't be the Skull and Bones. It'll be a group of these occult secret societies directed by the big one, the Hydra, the Shiva Pilgrim Society. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to KHNC listeners. He is giving us great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. For these buy one, get one free offers and a special free shipping program, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC or call 800-948-8229. That's MyPillow.com or 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So as we finish out today, we've gone from a New World Order to a Two World Order. And you many may not understand what this means for the American people. America is going to be the home of the coming Antichrist and his World Economic Forum technology. And if you don't have an alternate way to buy and sell, then you're going to have to use the coming Antichrist system. So, the other nations, Russia and China, when Russia was forced to go into Ukraine to fight the Nazi forces backed by the United States of America, CIA Nazi forces along with the Nazis that lived in Ukraine, the Klaus Schwab called Vladimir Putin. I don't know how, if he called him, but he made it known that Russia was no longer part of the World Economic Forum. Russia had been unfriended. And this is exactly what Vladimir Putin wanted. I unfriend you. Klaus Schwab told Vladimir, I unfriend you. You're not going to be part of this system, and it's going to destroy you. You won't have a way to merchandise or perform economic trade because you're not part of this system. Vladimir Putin never intended to be part of the World Economic Forum, nor did China, nor did India. But they had to make sure that the time was right to pull the plug on the World Economic Forum. And to do that, they had to make sure that their system was in place. And it's in place. Now, in August of this year, maybe within the next month, they are going to announce what kind of currency they're going to use that will be the alternative to the petrodollar. Whether it be the yuan, I don't know. It won't be the ruble. Might be the rupee. It might be a combination. And they might be playing the globalist West again. And France wanted to be part of their some of their recent meetings. And they wanted to know, why does France want to be part of these meetings? Because France and Macron, he's a traitor. He wants to spy on everything that the BRICS network is doing. I don't know if they let him in or not, but it may be that they're going to just keep everybody in suspense. They have the one world, the new world order on the run. The two world order has the one world order on the run. Or the two world order has the new world order on the run. But there is a two world order now called the unipolar and the multipolar orders of the world. There is a unipolar world order and a multipolar world order. As time goes on, as the days go on, the weeks, more and more is coming out in mainstream media about how the BRICS agreements are gaining momentum, how the BRICS network of nations is getting more clout, and how they are gaining getting more powerful economically, and how they are attempting to break away. They're going to escape the prison. They're going to break out of Sing Sing or Alcatraz or the place down in Fordham, Colorado, high security. They're breaking out. They're done. They do not want to be controlled by empire any longer. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Let's visit tomorrow, see what happens. Till then, have a good night. Be happy, don't worry.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.